WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. For something and you want to get the devil back, do it like this. Bam! In your face, devil! That's right. Come on now. That's how you do it. Now, if you're really excited, go bam! In your face, devil! Good morning on this Friday morning. Listen, today we are going into the most exciting Bible studies. I am so excited about Genesis. What are we learning? My goodness. We have learned about Noah and the judgment of Noah. We've learned about Lot, the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah. We've learned about Abraham, how God told him and his wife they're going to have a son, and then God fulfilled his word. Oh my goodness, Bride, are we learning so much about the Lord? It is amazing. Well, today we are continuing on. We are continuing on in the Bible, and we are going to Genesis chapter 22. Let me get my glasses on. Let's pray, Bride. Lord, we just thank you so much, Lord, for speaking to us today through your word, Lord. We thank you, God, that we are learning your heart And Lord, we ask you that while we are reading your Bible and while we are digging in the Word, that it would go deep in our hearts, Lord. That you would bury this Word deep in our hearts, that we will not lose it, that we will retain it. We will know it in our heads and know it in our hearts, Lord, and that we will basically eat the scrolls. Come on now. We want to retain every bit of this, Lord. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Have your way in Jesus' name. All right, Brad, let's get started. Remember, I use the King James Version Bible. I use the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. And I use the YouVersion app. The app is what reads to us. So let's go to Genesis chapter 22.
And it came to pass, after these things, that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
Hold on 1 minute. My goodness. This is in the last chapter where he was so happy, or the chapter before, that God gave him Abraham. I mean, God gave him Isaac. Remember, he had to send away Hagar and Ishmael. And so now God calls him. He says, Here am I, Lord. And then he says, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Bride, my goodness, I could be on this all morning. There are so many ramifications from this scripture alone. First of all, think about it like this. He's already seen his nephews and his whole family destroyed in Sodom and Gomorrah. All he had left was Lot, his wife turned to salt, remember? His two daughters that had the spirit of fear on them and then had sex with Lot, remember? And now God's telling him to give up Isaac. Remember, bride, in the 40 days, where I told you that in the 40 days we had to repent about holding on to things too tightly. And do you know that can mean children, spouse, best friend, your house, your car, your money, your furniture, your ministry, your location, your building. That's right. Anything that comes in between God is an idol. So God, it says in the very first verse, God tempted him. God wanted to know, is there anything between me and you? And bride, remember the word that the Lord gave me on January 16th of this year. If you have an idol between him, he's going to take that. That's what he did right here. Oh my goodness. Let's keep going, bride.
And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him.
Okay, now remember we talked about this, about reasoning and going and trying to talk yourself out of it and all the other things. Well, he's doing it again where he is not doing that. He's not reasoning about it. He is obeying the Lord at all costs. He's obeying the Lord. Okay? Now, also remember this, bride, that God said, I want you to sacrifice your son, a burnt offering. How does Abraham feel thinking he's going to have to burn his own son as a burnt, for the burnt offering? And he said, took two of the young men with, wait a minute, go back here.
go into the land of Moriah and offer him, your son, for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. So he specifically told him, you're going to offer Isaac as a burnt offering upon the mountain that I'm going to tell you of. And Abram rose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place which God told him. He did it. Even though God said it, he did it. Remember, he's being tested by God.
Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you.
Wow, Brad. Now that is some faith. When he says, and Abram said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder, over there, and worship, and come again unto you. Wow. He is speaking it by faith. I'm going to come back with my son. Let's keep going.
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, my father? And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
Oh my goodness, Brian, can you imagine how that must have felt? Oh, when your son is saying, Dad, I see that we're going up here to offer something, but I don't see where the offering is. Oh my goodness, let's go.
And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together.
Bam, in your face, devil, twice he spoke faith. Twice so far. Let's keep going.
And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son.
Aww.
And laid him on the altar.
Brad, picture this. He has spoken by faith. I'm coming back with my son. Still he obeyed the Lord. Still he obeyed the Lord. He did exactly what God said. He is just obeying whether he understands it or not. How many of us try to reason? Lord, I don't know what you're doing, so I'm changing my plan. Obeying whether we know it or not. Let's keep going.
The wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
He was going to go through.
And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me.
Wow.
And Abraham lifted up his
eyes
and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son.
Oh.
And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen.
All right, Brad, there is so much here. Oh my goodness, I could preach on this because of what I've been through in my life. Obedience is the key to your wealth. Hear me, Brad. Obedience is the key to your wealth. God knows how to bring you your wealth. All we have to do is obey him to get from A to Z. When he opens the door, you go through it, Brad. A to Z. He knows how to get you where you need to go. Trusting him. Right here. All right, let's continue.
And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
Blessing.
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Bam! In your face, devil, right there is the key scripture. Let me underline that. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. God, help us to obey your voice in this hour. All right, let's keep going.
So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things, that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor, Uz his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram, and Chesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begat Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother. And his concubine, whose name was Rumah, she bare also Teba, and Gaham, and Thahash, and Makah.
All right, now. So 22 is great testing. Now we're in 23, Genesis 23.
Genesis 23. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her.
Aww.
And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my lord. Thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres, bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead.
And wow, favor.
And bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me. And entreat for me to Ephron the son of Zoar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field. For as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein I give it thee. In the presence of the sons of my people, give I it thee. Bury thy dead.
Now, Bride, in case you don't know what this is extreme favor. Favor, favor, favor. Abraham's telling him, look, I'm going to pay you more than what it's worth. Please, I just want this place over here. And he's like, no, please, take the whole valley. I will give this to you.
Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land. And he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee?
Oh.
Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant.
Oh, he paid him.
In the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre.
Oh.
The same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Heth.
Oh, isn't that sweet, Bride? He got the place he wanted for her. Okay, now we're in chapter 24.
Genesis 24. And Abraham was old, and well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
Yes.
And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh. And I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence.
Wow.
If the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and sware to him concerning that matter.
Wow.
And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose, and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water, at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham.
Now, Bride, there's a lot said right there, because first of all, he's honoring his spiritual father. And he's saying, God, please let me go and find favor with this woman that he wants for Isaac. And isn't that awesome that he sought God about this mission? He's on a mission. You know, that was one of the idols that we talked about, is how we do not address God about our everyday matters. And God wants to be involved in everything. So I pray this encourages us on that. Let's see what God does for this man.
Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master.
Oh, isn't that awesome, Bride? He's telling God this. He's like, God, will you please do this for me so I can honor my master? Would you please have her come? And when I ask her for water, not only does she want to give me water, but she turns around and gives me some for my camels as well. Then I will know, God, that this is the one that you have for Isaac, and that you have favor upon him. I think that's so awesome, brother. Let's keep going.
And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon.
Wow, check this out. From his own household, which is what his wish was, while he's sitting there praying to God and asking God, Lord, please do this, do this, do this. God's already answering it. Bam in your face, devil. Come on, God. All right, now, answer our prayers like that, God, before we even get done. Hallelujah. All right, so he's saying this woman is beautiful to look upon. Let's keep going here.
A virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hasted, and let down her pitcher upon her hand, and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also, until they have done drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And she hasted, and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again unto the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels.
Wow.
And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight.
Wow.
And two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of...
Hey, hold on a minute here. I just caught on to something. She came to give water, and she blessed him, and he paid her. Did you catch on to that, Brad? Think about what Abraham did over that land. He's like, no, no, no. Wow, I'm really catching on to a principle right here. Abraham, whenever he saved Lot and he went back to Sodom, the king of Sodom's like, please, let me bless you and give you something. He's like, no, I don't want a thing from you. I don't want you to ever say you are the one that made me rich. Now here he is. He needed a piece of land to bury his wife. And he had so much favor there. And they're like, please, 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 let us give it to you. He's like, no. I'm paying you for it. And he paid them what they wanted. Now here it is, his own servant, who obviously followed the lesson of his master. And turned around, she gave water. All she did was acts of service. And he turned around and blessed her as well. Good stuff.
Would she bear unto Nahor?
She said, oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry.
We have both straw and provender enough.
I stepped on her little toe.
And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord.
Oh, let's review this. How awesome. And he said, Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said, Moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. Wow, this is so awesome. She's saying, Yes, come on in. And then the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. He is just thanking the Lord for his great provision for the day. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren.
Aww.
And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, Thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was...
All right, Brad, remember we've been talking about these Bible studies about how if you have an extra room, set it up for a prophet, set it up for a traveling preacher, because God will bless you by you doing that. He will. Because they will impart into you, you will impart into them. But see how host all these people are that house these people? Good stuff.
Set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I've told mine errand. And he said, Speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he is become great. And he hath given him flocks,
aww,
and herds, and silver, and gold, and men menservants and maidservants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my father's house, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife of my son of my kindred, and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred. And if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well, and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham,
he's reciting
if
the
now
whole
thou
thing.
Do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels, that the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste, and let down her pitcher from her shoulder, and said, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her, and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face, and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head, and worshipped the Lord, and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good.
Aww.
Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken.
Isn't that awesome?
And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things.
Aww.
And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go.
Aww.
And he said unto them, Hinder me not. Seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah rose, and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels.
What a blessing!
And a servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well, Lahai Roi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel.
What?
For she had said unto the servant, What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself.
All right, Bride. Listen, I don't think I've ever read this story, so this is exciting to me because here's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering, does he know what's coming? Does he know that she's coming back with his wife? Has his father told him. You know, like, there's so much I'm sitting here thinking. And then why did she cover her face? Let's find out, Brad.
And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done.
Oh, there you go.
And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
Oh. So he took her to meet his mother's tent. Oh, he brought her into his mother's tent. Oh.
Genesis 25. Then again Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah.
Oh, he married again?
And she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua.
Wow.
And Jokshan begat Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Ashrim, and Letushim, and Leumim. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Ephah, and Hanuk, and Abida, and Eldaah. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. And these are the days.
Well, Bride, I just want to say, how awesome is this that Abraham got to see Isaac's wife? That he got to see him go in his mother's tent, which means he's going to be okay. He's going to be blessed. And then Abram was able to marry again. Then he had more kids. Remember, between him and Sarah, they only had the one. And so now he got married, and now he's being blessed with more. But he still said he gave it all to Isaac, because he know he's the promised one. Okay?
These are the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, 175 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost.
Oh.
And died in a good old age, an old man, and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife.
Okay, pause. All right, now we see Ishmael is back in the picture. Ishmael came to his father's funeral. Isn't that beautiful that both of them was there together? And they buried him in the exact field that he bought, and he was able to be buried with Sarah.
And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac.
Aww.
And Isaac dwelt by the well, Lahai Roi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Abiel, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Umar, and Masah, Hadar, and Tema, Jetur, Nafish, and Kedema.
Wow.
These are the sons of Ishmael.
Wow, he had a lot of kids.
And these are their names by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb.
Wow.
And two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger.
Wow.
And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over, like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew. And Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob.
Well.
And Jacob sought pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob.
Okay, I just caught on to something here, Brad. A very important principle. Obviously, Esau was known because his father favored him, right? His father favored him because of the way that he liked his venison, which we know is like a deer. But food, okay? Food is what was his strongest point. Well, Jacob turned around and got him with the exact thing that he was proud of. Catch on to that, Brad. Sold his whole birthright for it.
Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Wow. All right, here's our last chapter, chapter 26 today.
Genesis 26. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar.
All right, pause. Does this tell us that there's a judgment coming? There was famine in the land. Remember what happened last time we saw a famine in the land.
And the Lord appeared unto him and said, "Go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice."
All right, pause. Now look, God is specifically telling Isaac separately of his blessings. Now remember, Abraham has passed away, and now it's just Isaac and God. So he's telling him, "I'm going to bless you because Abraham obeyed my voice
and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, "She is my sister."
What?
For he feared to say, "She is my wife," lest, said he, "the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon." And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window, and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Behold, of a surety she is thy wife. And how saidest thou, 'She is my sister'?" And Isaac said unto him, "Because I said, lest I die for her."
Now wait a minute. How is he repeating his father's sin? How is that, Brian? Are we not hearing the exact same story happen again? Let's see what happens here.
And Abimelech said, "What is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might lightly have lain with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us." And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." Then Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward. and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him.
Okay, Brad, I want to say this too about the judgment coming. When God blesses you, you are going to be greatly envied, and you are going to be persecuted for that, because when people are suffering, now remember, this is saying there's a famine in the land. It means there's great suffering. But Isaac is being blessed in spite of the suffering. Abraham was blessed in spite of the suffering. It's going to bring persecution, but because you obey God, you will be blessed. Let's keep going.
For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. But the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley, and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well, and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence, and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba.
All right, now remember, Beersheba is the land that his father loved so much. And where a lot of things actually in the history so far in the Bible, there's been a lot happening in the land of Beersheba. But what it means by Rehoboth, this well that opened up, you know, God will shut doors until certain times. And when it opens, then the time is there. It opens. And he says here, the Lord appeared to him the same night. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Springing water. And then, and he said, For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. So it's waiting on God's perfect timing. That's who we trust is the Lord. Let's keep going.
And the Lord appeared unto him the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there.
That's twice God's told him. Remember what he did to Abraham.
There, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzzath, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? And they said, We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us.
Oh, they want peace, okay.
And let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord.
Okay, that's another thing I want to say about the judgment coming is when people bless you in the midst of the judgment, God's going to turn around and bless them because they blessed you. Bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you. That's what I'm hearing in the spirit.
And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink.
So he blessed them.
And they rose up betimes in the morning and swear one to another. And Isaac sent them away. And they departed from him in peace.
In peace.
And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebecca.
All right, Bride. So basically, they went into their new land. God had blessed them with this well. Now they have water coming up. So now they're able to kind of plant their roots. God had opened the door and blessed them. Wow, I'm feeling this for my life with the door that's been opened in my life. But listen, thank y'all so much for tuning in. This has been really good. We're learning so much about judgment. We're learning about the heart of God. We're learning about obedience. That's one of the biggest things we're learning in this Bible study that God takes very, very seriously is obedience. All right, Brian, let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this Bible study. And we ask you, God, to help us to be obedient. Help us, Lord, to want to please you with our lives, Lord. We thank you for this word today, Lord. We bless you and we honor you today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Bride, thank you for tuning in. God bless you. I will see you tomorrow, or Monday. I'll see you.